and also we, in our own hearts, are not always as strong as we should be. So we need some spiritual strength, month after month, and year after year. And let me try to speak on these few principles now. It's only a small table, so bigger. Please join me in the pranam mantra of the Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. I think I know you, but you have to wait a little bit more years to pass before you can talk here. Sometime you have to wait. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nihanamide Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaurani Vacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vachachari Vatharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare One devotee to get me a Bhagavatam, second canto, ninth chapter, text 19, but it has not yet come, so maybe I can. It is there. Yes, that is also right. 2919. But I will require your technical assistance. My dear devotees, I would like to speak about the deep value of book distribution with a personal story. However, I will not be able to address our little child who's there, so I request the mother to please take him to another place so that he can play and be happy. I was very young in my own Krishna in life, I believe around 15 years, when I met a book distributor.
I put the envelope instead.
Yeah. Okay. This is easier the book. I was 15 years of age when I went to the town, Hamburg, at that time, and a book distributor gave me a magazine which had an article of Srila Prabhupada inside, called The Peace formula. And as I read through this article, I came upon this sentence, which I would like to read to you now, some 50 years later. It's already so much time. Almost 50 years later, 48 years later. It was a sentence which impressed me and which changed the course of my life. I did not become a manager and a director as it was planned by my parents. I did not become a wealthy man. I'm like this. because of this first contact with Srila Prabhupada through book distribution. The sentence which struck my heart and changed my life, can I read it to you?
Yes.
If you want peace at all, and I wanted peace, if you want peace at all, you will have to change your consciousness into Krishna consciousness, both individually and collectively. And then Prabhupada explained what he was thinking of when he said one will have to change his consciousness. He said most of the people are suffering due to a false concept of life, and that is that the world belongs to us. But that's wrong. It belongs to God. And therefore the world is not meant for us to manipulate and enjoy, but it is meant to be offered in the service of the Lord. And he also explained how we can change our consciousness from I am the owner, I am the Lord and Master, to Krishna is the Lord. He said, we must chant Hare Krishna. He wasn't said like this. And I understood something. I did understand that we are selfish, but by doing something for Krishna, not for us, our consciousness will change. And then we will be able to have peace amongst ourselves, individually, and also collectively. Now, the question is, of course, we want to satisfy Krishna, we need to know what he really wants. What is God's desire? What is God's wish? I see Paramatma Krishna there. Hare Krishna, Paramatma Krishna. Oh, Hare Bo. I'm a great admirer of Paramatma Krishna. So I'm always happy to see, very happy to see you. What does the Lord want? Can anyone tell what God wants? What is his desire? What does he want of Paramatma Krishna? And another one. This is a good question, or is it it's an important question. And there is a very nice prophet where Srila Prabhupada explains Krishna's desire. Prabhupada says, the Lord does not want anyone of his innumerable sons, the living entities, to remain in the material world and suffer the threefold miseries perpetually. He doesn't want that they suffer the material pangs means like the tortures of birth, death, old age, and disease. So because he does not want that we stay and suffer in this world, there is a great plan of Krishna, a great plot, you could say in English, something like a great arrangement, a great mission. And this mission, which was meant to help the living entity, was explained to Brahma, the creator of this universe, when the creation was very young. It had just, you know, nothing was there, just the space was there, and the lotus flower, which Brahma awoke, and he needed to know what to do now. You all know the story. Lord Brahma got an instruction from Lord Krishna to do tapa. He satisfied the Lord, and at the end, the Lord was so happy with Brahma that he showed him his own world. Brahma was overwhelmed with ecstasy. The Lord accepted him. I will read to you what happened then, because it's very, very nice. Tam priyamanam samupashtitam kavim raja visag nijasa shanahanam babasha ishat smita shochishagira priya priyam pritamana kalesh krishan. When the Lord saw Brahma standing before him, he accepted him as worthy to create living beings. The Lord was very satisfied with him, and he shook hands with Brahma. That was sounds like Bavarian, you know, you shake hands. And he smiled slightly and addressed him thus. And Prabhupada says something very important. He says, Brahma does not just create, but he spreads his party for reclaiming the fallen souls. Some of you I've seen, they have in their life before Krishna consciousness celebrated many parties, I could see immediately. So Lord Brahma has a party, but this party is not, you know, it's a group. The party of Brahma is called the Brahma Sampradaya. And any member of this party to date is naturally engaged in reclaiming the fallen souls back to Godhead, back home. The Lord is very much anxious to get back his part and parcels, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And no one is more dear than the one who takes the task of reclaiming the fallen souls back to Godhead. It's a beautiful purport. If you wish to read it, it's in the second canto, 9th chapter, text 19. I will make it brief here, because we want to go to the score reading. But the point here is, Krishna wants that the fallen souls are brought back to him, and for this he has made a party, means a group of, it's a sampradaya called the Brahma Sampradaya, an ancient spiritual school with many spiritual masters. And anyone who joins this, like you have done, and who becomes active to help to bring the lost souls back to Krishna, is very dear to the Lord. In fact, the Lord is so satisfied that the Bhagavatam says, Kare Shri Shan, he shakes the hand of all those You know, can you imagine something better than the Lord comes to you and shakes your head, head. Can you imagine something better? Is there a greater boon? Is there a greater blessing than this? Of course, there is not. So it is, Brahma is therefore traditionally, he is a book distributor. He does something to claim or to bring the lost souls back. Traditionally, there is a painting which shows Brahma, who has a book in one of his hands. Have you seen there is this painting in our Brahma Sanghita publication? He has a book in his head. Why? Because he wants to teach the Vedic knowledge which has been given to him by Krishna to the fallen souls. He is known as Veda Kalba. It means he is impregnated or infused with Vedic knowledge, and what he wants to do is he wants to give it to the fallen souls, and he needs help. Therefore he has instructed Narada Muni, his first son, please help me. And Narada Muni, there's a song which Prabhupada liked to sing. I think I have it here. Narada Muni is helping to spread the Sankirtan. It's a song. Would you like to hear the song about Narada Muni? You're not very awake today. I think you went to bed late also, is it? Paramahama Krishna? 12 o'clock or so. Okay, so I have to speak more energetically. Narada Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Namene. Narada Muni Bajai Veena Radhika Ramana Namene. Nama Mani Udita Bhakata Gita Same. Nama Mani Udita Bhakata Gita Same. So this shows Narada Muni plays his veena, and then he spreads the holy names of Radhika Raman, and the devotees who hear this kirtan of Narada Muni, they dance, their heart fills with joy. And it is said that the whole universe becomes influenced by Narada Muni's sankirtan, by his chanting of the holy names. That he spreads Krishna consciousness through the whole universe. Narada Muni has, of course, a disciple. You know his name. Sorry? Vyasadev, correct. Vyasadev took that whole body of Vedic knowledge which Krishna had initially revealed to Brahma, and he edited it and brought it in some shape, in the form of the literature we know now. After Vyasadeva, so many gurus came. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, who took initiation in the party of Brahma, the Brahma Sampradaya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the movement for Krishna consciousness in India. Later in 1933, I'm a little fast, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, after spreading more of the Krishna consciousness movement in India, he made a big effort to spread it in the West. I don't know if you know this. His disciples came in the year 1933 with one English book. It was called Sri Krishna Chaitanya. It had 762 books. And they wanted to spread Krishna consciousness, starting with England. But there were two big problems. One is they began to quarrel inside of their movement. There was a big quarrel. And also Mr. Adolf Hitler started a foolish world war, which made things very, very difficult. In 1944, that's 11 years later, Srila Prabhupada took up this effort to spread Krishna consciousness in the Western world. He started by printing an English Back to Godhead magazine. Then, 16 years later, in the year 1960, he thought that he must do something very special in order to be most effective in spreading Krishna consciousness in the English world. He took sannyas and began his work on the three volumes of Bhagavatam. And then in 1965, the plan was ready. It started with Krishna telling Brahma, "You must spread Krishna consciousness all over the universe." And in 1965, Prabhupada was ready to go with the three volumes of Bhagavatam on a steamship and come to the Western world, where he started the Hare Krishna movement. All of us are really part of this historic plan. We need to now become good members of this transcendental plan. We need to look to become more qualified. My dear boys, it's wonderful. Some of you distribute since 5 years, 10 years. Paramatma Krishna, how many years do you distribute now? Do you know? Maybe 20, isn't it? Fifteen years, that's a long time. That's when I was only 15 years old when I came in contact with the devotees. This many years, Paramatma Krishna distributes. And you, Prabhuji, how long do you distribute?
25.
Oh, 25. You are not good with
that? No. 30 years.
What?
30 years.
And you're 30? My God. Wow, this is really, we have some real Maharatis here. We are humbled by your seva. What was Prabhupada's secret that he could come and initiate such a revolution? To start fulfilling, to fulfill the plan of the Lord. But what was his secret? Is there at all a way to find out? Did he maybe say what was his secret? And did he leave something for us? And I did a little research, and when he was asked what is his secret, he said, "I followed 100% the orders of my spiritual master." And he addressed once his disciples at the beginning of the movement, requesting them to do the same. He said, "I'm one person, and just see what I have done. Now we are 500. It was in the beginning of the movement. I think our movement now has many more than 500 members. But at that time he said, now we are 500. So each of you become just like me and see what can be done. Just like me means follow the order of Srila Prabhupada. Follow the order of which has come down by through the party of Brahma, the Brahma Sampradaya, that is to save the souls of this world by distributing Krishna consciousness to them. Now you must know, in order to do this, you have one of two strengths available. There are two types of strengths which we can find. With one type of strength it will not work, with the other type it will work. Prabhupada writes about these two types of strengths in the 9th canto, chapter 10, verse 20. He says, there are two types of strengths, Daiva and Purushakara. Daiva refers to the strength achieved from the transcendence, and Purushakara refers to the strength organized by one's own intelligence and power. Transcendental power is always superior. Let me make it more clear. You have your own strengths, muscle strengths, intelligence, and your power, whatever power you have has been given to you. That's human strength. But there is another strength which is transcendental, which comes from Krishna through the Sampradaya, the line of teachers. And if you can get that spiritual strength, you can do much more than you can do alone with your intelligence and your own power. How do you get this spiritual strength? Well, Prabhupada said you have to, his secret is to follow the orders of his spiritual master 100%. You have to do something, you have to surrender your will to that of Srila Prabhupada. To be strong, there are other things. You have to do sadhana, spiritual practice, and that enables you to come to the spiritual platform and get enough strength so that you can do it. Prabhupada wrote to Ghanashyam Prabhu. He later became initiated as Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in 1973 something. This devotee was a very great book distributor. He took sets of Prabhupada's books and sold them to universities all over the world. He did also street book distribution like all of Prabhupada's disciples. Prabhupada had requested all of us to do this. Prabhupada wrote to him how he could do the impossible, how he could fulfill mission impossible. He said, now you must agree to very rigidly follow the rules and regulations. In other words, chanting 16 rounds of beads daily, rising early, attending Mongol Arati, observing the four principles, attending the classes, eating only Bhagavad Prasad, as well as working under the instruction of my representatives, such as your GBC representative and temple president. And if you follow this procedure very strictly, Your life will be glorious and you will go back to home, back to Godhead. This I can guarantee. He gave this guarantee. So my dear devotees, I can only bow down from all the directions. I'm not such a glorious book distributor as Mangalmaya Prabhu. I saw you just now, Mangalmaya Prabhu, and our Prabhupada Charan, is it? Prabhupada Charan Prabhu, and our Paramatma Krishna Prabhu, our miracle of book distribution, and so many of you. I'm sorry, I do not even know all of your names very correctly. But what I know, what I want to request you, is I know that Prabhupada wanted this very, very much. He expressed that book how dear book distribution is. When he was on his deathbed in Vrindavan, he said, whenever I hear how my books are distributed, I will get life. And we will in a few minutes start reading the book distribution scores, and we will know Prabhupada is he says he gets life by this. He is so inspired by this. Your sacrifice in spreading our movement is so wonderful that all of us older devotees who have also done it, we know what it means. We know what it practically means to go all out. It means surrender. We can only say, please keep this up. Please try your best. And in this little class which I gave, I wanted to explain to you how you can get the strength to do this service. You have to get transcendental strength. For distributing a spiritual movement, material strength, it's good for some time. But, you know, I think we tried in Germany to get professional salesmen to distribute Prabhupada's books, and they couldn't do it. We gave them money even, and they couldn't do it. You need spiritual strength, or what is it? Daiva. And this you can get if you follow this advice of Prabhupada to follow the program which you all know, which Prabhupada has given to us, the sadhana program and the different spiritual rules and regulations which have been given. This will empower you to get this spiritual strength, and then your sankirtan can go on for many years, like these heroes, these older devotees who are now with us, Mangalmaya, Paramatma Krishna, Prabhupada Charan Prabhu, all these and others. I'm really sorry that I don't know all your names. That is what I wished to present to you in my humble way. Thank you very much, and Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.